Happy Christmas, everyone, and welcome to the service today. Welcome if you're one of our regulars, welcome if you've never been here before, and welcome if you're one of our friends from the surrounding area. It is good to see you all. I hope you've all had an exciting morning. Anybody up at 2 o'clock this morning looking at presents? 4 o'clock? You were awake at 2, but not for presents, right? Okay. Who's had a bit of a lay-in? Oh, one person being honest. You've been up this morning stuffing the turkey in the oven, or stuffing the turkey and putting it in the oven, whichever order you've done it. A few have. It's good to just pause. It's good to just come together and worship Jesus. And this will be a short service. You'll be relieved to know, because some of you will want to get back with the nitty-gritty of the day. But the money given here this morning is going to a charity called Spurgeon's Children's Charity. And they work with the vulnerable and the disadvantaged children and their families. And they have been in existence. And if I'm right, they're based either at Rushton or Thrapston. But that's where the offering will go today, which is lovely. We are trying to be careful still. You've got your face masks on, most of you. I would ask, please, especially when you're moving around the building, to have a face mask on. It's all right, George, we'll sort you out at the end. Don't worry. But when we sing, we are allowed to sing, and if you would prefer without a face mask, that's fine, or with a face mask on, we're okay with either for that here. Just please, 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 even on the last hymn, do not bellow. Or if you want to, go and do this, but go and join Nick in the car park. I just ask you to, you know, keep a decent space. Be careful while you're here in the building. So, we can light the final candle because it's actually Christmas Day. So, Roy, can you leave your sheep or desk or whatever the phrase is? Sheep. Well, it's about shepherds leaving their sheep, wasn't it?
Christmas.
That's brilliant. So, please join in a moment. We light the fifth candle on this Christmas day. In worship, we lift up our hands. God with us, here in this place, in every home and every land. Jesus, you come and will come again. You've come, Emmanuel. The waiting is over. We celebrate. You've come, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, God with us.
And let's encourage one another with our Christians awake. Salute the happy.
Thank you, Nick.
you. Christians awake, salute the happy morn. It's difficult, isn't it? Because some of us have lost loved ones during the year. And that always puts a tinge of sadness. It's right to celebrate. It's right to praise God that he has come to earth to be with us. That he died, that he rose again. But we do remember those that are not here today. There are those in our fellowship, and there must be in other fellowships, who are not well. And just want to mention, particularly to our fellowship, Margaret Turner had a stroke during the week. She is in Northampton. She's doing pretty well, actually. She's eating and she's speaking. So please remember her in particular at this time. But why are we celebrating? Well, I've got this from last year, which I still rather like, and I'm really grateful that we are celebrating, not in a lockdown, right? You may not be able to see the bit at the bottom. It's an innkeeper talking to Mary and Joseph, and he's saying, the good news is we have stacks of room. The bad news is we're in tier four, so no one can use it. Who'd have thought last year that we'd be in this place this year? But one thing we are celebrating, since once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than the whole world. And C.S. Lewis wrote that. Stable had something in it that was bigger than the whole world. So why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? Well, I want to suggest we're celebrating an upside-down kingdom. Our first carol reminds us that Jesus came as Lord. He was born as king. But his kingdom was upside down compared with what people expected. The wise men, as they travelled over, expected Jesus to be in a palace. They eventually found him in a very humble backstreet town in a backstreet place. Jesus' first guests weren't fairies of fairy stories. They weren't the rich and the famous. They were lonely shepherds. Shepherds, a marginalised group, a group not really wanted by everybody else, but they were first on the scene. We also have this turning upside down in Mary's song of praise. So can I write filter in this place?
Mary said, my heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God, my Saviour. He has remembered me, holy servant. From now on, all people will call me happy. Because of the great things the mighty God has done for me, his name is holy. From one generation to another, he shows mercy to those who honour him. He stretched out his mighty arm and scattered the proud with all their plans. He has brought down mighty kings from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty with empty hands. He has kept the promise he made to our ancestors and has come to help his servant Israel. He has remembered to show mercy and to all his descendants forever. A God who calls us to follow him, to join in that involves noticing what is happening and doing what we can against things like injustice.
Thank you, Phil. So as Phil said, the challenge is there for us. Mary's beautiful song, psalm, whatever you like to call it. You may call it the Magnificat. He's brought down mighty kings from thrones and lifted up the lowly. our kingdom. That's just quoting that. Mighty arm scattered the proud and filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. So why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? It's changed. Whoops. Okay. It should say, who are we celebrating? My apologies. You can tell I've had a busy week. Sorry. Right, forget that one. Who are we celebrating is the question. We're celebrating a baby. A baby who brought joy. A baby who changed lives. Babies always change lives. They always have an impact. And this baby had a massive impact that we are still celebrating 2,000 odd years later. Mary... The baby had an impact on her. She found that God had noticed her. God remembered her. That he had a purpose for her life and that she mattered to God. What a beautiful thing to realize. Joseph, well, he was open to God's guidance and he was ready to change his plans. He was ready to go God's way. The shepherds... They found acceptance by God, even though they weren't actually allowed in the temple. God accepted them. And the wise men who travelled so many miles, the foreigners, the outsiders, they found that their waiting and their watching was rewarded, yet in a very surprising way. So we've got this humble, upside-down birth. Jesus criticized the so-called important people. He lifted up the sick, the marginalized, and the outcasts. He didn't pander to the hopes of the nation. He didn't conquer by force or might. For many people, the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of this baby, was a challenge to their narrow picture of God and his purposes. So the challenge is for us. What are we celebrating? Who are we celebrating today? A God who surprises? A God who challenges our plans? A God who loves us and says to each of us, you matter to me. You are important to me. A God who has plans for each of us. Who favours the outcasts, the underdogs, the politically powerless, and the economically weak. Mary's song of liberation is as subversive, if I can use that big word. It challenges people as much as it did when she said it. It challenges the powers that be as it did ago. We have a God who calls us through this baby coming to earth, to follow him, to join in with what he is doing in the world that involves noticing, as Phil has already referred to, what's happening and doing something about the injustice, doing what we can to share God's love with those around. So we have another unusual song. It seemed very suitable because it's called God's Surprise. But the tune, I'm pretty sure people will know.
We come now into our... There's a response at the end of each little bit. As we pray, shine your everlasting light. So I'll start. As we pray, shine your everlasting. So let us pray. Jesus Christ, born in a stable, be with the poor and the homeless this Christmas time. As we pray, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, be with young mothers across the world this Christmas time. As we pray, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, visited by shepherds, be with all who have work this Christmas and those who long to work. As we pray, shine your everlasting light. Jesus Christ, who became a refugee, be with those who fear for their lives and those who have left homes and family this Christmas. As we pray, shine your everlasting light. Amen.
So we come to our final song. O come, all ye faithful.
Thank you.
I will say the blessing in a minute. I want to share a Christmas present with you. So on your way out, if you want one, please help yourself to a chocolate on the way out. I invite you to join in with me. I will say the line in white. The line that's circled in blue, if that makes sense. So, the blessing. May God be in our worship and in our celebrations. God be in our feasting and in our giving. God be in our loving and in our loving. This Christmas and the future. Amen. So may God bless you richly this Christmas. Thank you.